This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Let us chat here for a minute, shall we, about housing. Not houses, though we did learn this week that the number of new single-family home starts, that is, construction that starts, fell last month. Also, that permits to build the aforementioned single-family homes also fell. Neither of those great news for a housing market that is fundamentally undersupplied. But single-family homes aren't the only kind of housing out there, and apartment construction has been going up. In fact, Goldman Sachs says more apartments are being built now than at any time since the 1970s. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on the apartment boom desk.
Apartment builders have been facing a lot of the same problems that single-family home builders have been dealing with. Building supplies are more expensive, labor's in short supply, and the interest rates on construction loans are rising.
And that's just one more impediment towards delivering housing supply.
That's Brad Dillman, chief economist at the apartment developer Cortland. He says those costs are only worth it to a developer if a home's selling price can cover those costs, or if rents on an apartment building are high enough.
So when rents jump all of a sudden, it's very easy to see the profitability of turning around and starting to develop.
Rents did jump during the pandemic, and they've stayed high. Meanwhile, prices for single-family homes have been falling this year, since rising mortgage rates are causing a lot of potential buyers to hold off. Chris Meyer, a real estate professor at Columbia Business School, says that's only increased demand for apartments.
You know, rents aren't driven by interest rates. And if anything, the rise in interest rates pushes people out of the owner-occupied market into the rental market.
As the demand for new apartments increases, so does the incentive to build more. And that trend is likely to continue. Jay Parsons is an economist with the real estate data firm RealPage.
You know, we're going to see 40-year highs in new apartments supply in 2023, and that wave is going to last into 2024.
As a result, Parsons says renters could get some relief.
They're going to have a lot more options, and they should see, you know, much more competition as there's more units completing.
But Parsons says the type of apartments that'll be coming online are mostly ones that developers decided to build when costs were high.
These are generally more expensive rental properties, and they're competing for the top tier of the market in terms of income levels.
The construction of more affordable apartments, he says, will likely require government aid. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.